Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Grace St. John's United Church of Christ on this celebratory day where we have so many things to celebrate. You are here primarily to celebrate with us the installation of Reverend Father Michael Holland as our permanent pastor, and we cannot be more happy that you have decided to join us and be a part of that celebration. Also, we're celebrating, tomorrow will be the 7th anniversary of Father Holland's ordination, and he was ordained in this very sanctuary in a very moving service. The first time I met him, and I knew he was a man of God, and so I have been so happy that he has been, we have all been so happy that he has been part of our congregation over these last few years. And so thank you for coming to celebrate that. We're also celebrating 170 some years of ministry, which began in 1844 as the as St. John's Church, and in 1883 Grace Reformed Church was born from that congregation, and in 1983 Grace Church, United Church of Christ, and St. John's United Church of Christ merged. And so we have come to be one again after many years of being separate. And so we are thankful to God for working in the way that he has and calling us to be a part of the ministry in this world. A couple of things that I would like to share with you today. One of Grace St. John's projects, ministry projects, is the Associated Churches Food Bank, for which we are a big contributor. And so today, at the end of the service, you will be invited to contribute whatever you wish to donate financially to serve that food bank. Now, let us take a moment to greet our friends and our neighbors with the passing of peace. If you will remain standing, if you are able, for the call to worship and the invocation. God knows us and our hungers. God loves us like a father and nurtures us like a mother. God draws us to each other and claims us as the people of God. Knowing this, let us worship God. And let's pray. O God of the morning and of the evening hours, let your spirit come on us here gathered. This is the holy place where we, your people, call on you in faith, joining heart and voice, in thanksgiving and praise to your name. Amen. The hymns are on the insert in your bulletin. Christ is made. Pray with me the opening prayer, please. Living God, we pray this day that the Church Universal may heed the gospel call to be a people understanding of others, patient toward those with whom we differ, and loving toward those who are outwardly and inwardly hostile to us and to others. As we come together to celebrate Reformation Sunday, grant us this grace of being open to continually reforming our understanding of your truth, that they might become building blocks of reconciliation and peace. May the ministry of our family of faith and that of the entire universal family be enlivened by the power of your Spirit, that we might more and more become the image of Jesus Christ, the life and source of the Church and the world. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
At this time, I'd like to invite the members of Grace St. John's to come stand up here and form a circle with Father Michael and Ann and I, and you'll be a part of this installation. If you just come stand up down at the bottom here. I think somebody in the Old Testament called us the Holy Remnant. So. And Evelyn, if you have to sit, it's okay for you to sit. So, King Solomon was known as a wise leader of God's people, and in guiding them, he had these words of insight for them and for us. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season. There's a time for birth and death, planting and reaping, for killing and healing, destroying and building. There is a time for crying and laughing, weeping and dancing, for throwing stones and gathering stone, for embracing and taking leave. This is a time of finding and losing, keeping and giving, for tearing and sowing, for listening and speaking. There is a time for love and hate, and a time for war and peace. My dear friends, I ask you to be thoughtful of your leaders who work hard for you and try to show you how to live a more committed life for our God. I ask that you show respect and love because of their dedication to this holy work, and that you continue to strive to get along well with one another. The gospel of Christ requires that we counsel those not living to their divine potential, that we return good every time evil is shown to us, that we are consistently generous and accepting of others, and that our joyful praying be a constant thing. No matter what life brings our way, we are to thank God continually because of Jesus Christ. These are the things our God invites us to embrace with all our hearts. With these words of guidance to frame our actions today, I ask you, Father Michael, if you are willing to enter into this covenant relationship with the people of Grace St. John United Church of Christ.
I am willing, and I promise to serve this congregation faithfully, preaching and teaching the Word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the pastoral office according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
And I ask you, the members of Grace St. John's United Church of Christ, if you are willing to enter into this covenant relationship with Father Michael as your pastor and teacher.
We the members of Grace St. John's United Church of Christ, receive Father Michael Holland as our pastor and teacher, promising to labor with him in the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to give him due honor and support as a sign of our mutual ministry in co-creating the reign of our God.
And I ask the rest of you who are here if you could celebrate this commitment they've made by saying, Amen and Alleluia.
Amen and Alleluia.
Thank you. I guess you folks could sit back down again.
There are two candles lit here, one for the ministry of St. John's United Church of Christ, the other for Grace United Church of Christ. The lit candle on the altar today represents the light of all those who have served as pastor, taught, and guided us in our 170 years of ministry to God's people. As we light the new pastoral candle for this congregation, let us see the kindling of this new flame as a sign of a new path forward for all of us here present, taking with us the flame of all that has come before.
To shine, lighting up the darkness right now. We really have no choice but to voice the truth to the nations, a generation looking for love. For such a time as this, we were placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God. God's will, whatever it is, for such a time as this, for now and all the days God gives. I am here, and you are here, and we are His, for such a time as this. Like the grass is always greener under everybody else's sky. But right here in this time and place, we can live a mirror of His mercy, a forgiven image of grace. For such a time as this, I was placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God and do God's will, whatever it is. For such a time as this, for now and all the days God gives, I am here and you are here and we are His, for such a time as this. What's happened till now, but we can change what will be by living in holiness, that the world will see Jesus. For such a time as this, we were placed upon the earth to hear the voice of God and do God's will, whatever it is. For such a time as this, for now and all. this. For now and all the days God gives, I am here and you are here and we are His for such a time as this.
Let's join our hearts and spirits in prayer. Almighty God, you have called your servants to make solemn promises in your sight. Now enable us to keep those promises, that we may remain steadfast in faith and fruitful in every good work. Bless us, we pray, and bless your servant Michael, to whom the care of your people in this congregation is now committed. Pour out your spirit on him and on the people of Grace St. John's United Church of Christ and on all the churches and denominations who are represented here today, that our mutual ministry may be served with all faithfulness and diligence and courage. Let's continue to pray together. Grant us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Make our ministry a means of awakening those who sleep, strengthening the faithful, comforting the afflicted, building up your church, and reconciling sinners to you. Guard us against temptation, that we may be kept pure in heart, fervent in spirit, and valiant against evil. And at the last, by your grace, receive us into your eternal home, where with you and the Holy Spirit, Christ reigns in glory, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Michael, I welcome you as the pastor and teacher of Grace St. John's United Church of Christ. And to that we all say amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Hi. The gospel reading today is from John 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know the master's business. Instead, I call you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you so that you might go forth and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in the name of my Father, he will give you. This is my command. Love each other.
I would like to invite at this time all of my sisters and brothers in the ordained ministry to come up and form a half circle around the altar. If there are those of you here who do not have a stole, there are some in the front pew yet. Today, by the grace of God, there are at least five denominations of Christians represented by the clergy gathered here today.
to my knowledge, this has never happened, where so many denominations have had Eucharist with a Catholic priest. And it is historic. And it is perhaps the beginning of a new page for this world and for the people that we all serve. At one time or another, we must all deal with broken things. As kids, we break our toys. Later, we deal with broken cars, broken appliances. Occasionally, we drop a plate or a cup, and it breaks. But more significant is the reality of those broken relationships. Broken things often tell a story of sorrow and disappointment. But there is also power, and occasionally joy, in what has been broken. Great power, for example, for good or for evil, can come from breaking the atom. An archaeologist rejoices when she finds a broken jar. There is beauty in the broken. Broken pieces of glass can be placed in a kaleidoscope that, when held up to the light, brings great pleasure. An artist can take pieces of broken tile and create a mosaic masterpiece. As we gather today, we recognize that there is power and joy and beauty in the broken elements we encounter at the Lord's table. First, there is the broken bread, the product of crushed grain here at the table. Often, as part of the service, we ceremonially break the bread before we share it. Because behind that image of the bread is the body of Christ, which, although his bones were not broken, his body was broken by the thorns and by the spear and by the nails. And we also see the broken heart of our Jesus as he carried all of our fears and limitations and failures on the cross. So in this moment, we can remember our own brokenness. Our hearts may be broken sometimes when we ponder our own mistakes and bad choices, things that have taken us further away from God's dream for us. And yet, those same broken hearts will lead us to seek God's grace more deeply. And when that happens, God can use brokenness to bring new power to our lives and to the life of the whole world. When we confront the brokenness of our world, we can trust that we do not have to accept the status quo. God can take all of our divisions and separations and conflicting theologies and our needing to control the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and turn all of that into something amazing. So as we prepare to celebrate Eucharist, Holy Communion, we begin by adding a bit of water to the juice, and let this water, as it mingles with the juice, remind us of the divinity of Christ, who suffuses us with purpose and power and unites us all as sisters and brothers of Jesus. I invite the clergy now to join with me.
On the night before he willingly gave up his life for our salvation, the Lord Jesus gathered with his faithful friends and followers for a celebration at table. While they were eating, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." At the conclusion of the meal, knowing that his earthly ministry was coming to a close, and trusting that his faithful followers would now take up the task of cup. Again, he gave God thanks and praise, and gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
In this place, as we break this bread, we call to mind all those in our world who have no bread to break, whose lives are broken, whose hope seems dashed. We pray as we receive this sacrament that we may become the body and the presence of Christ in our world. In this place, all are welcome to receive communion, although we may have different theologies and different ideas about what the bread and the wine are about. We can at least agree that they are symbols of God's banquet, intended for all humanity. So everyone is welcome. For those of you who are accustomed to taking communion in this way, you just break off a piece of the bread and dip it in the cup. join us now in the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As we leave this place today, may we be open to the reforming spirit that inspired our ancestors in the faith 497 years ago. That same spirit calls us to walk the walk of change, the walk of openness to the voice of God. May the voice of God guide you, and may it guide your congregations and your families now and always, and may we go from this place in gratitude and joy with the blessings of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go in peace. As we sing the final song, sing a new church.